So the learning today should be a zchus ilin nishmas adiach chaver chaim alaz ben shem shenari, as well as a zchus for an ilin neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Should also be a zchus for Rufus Shlema for Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malkah Chaim Dov ben Menarachu Chanalei b'Shein Derachu Nabadati ben Peril. Also a zchus for all those in the Malkum Sakon in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we talked yesterday. We're going to finish today the topic of Das. We talked yesterday about understanding how God. It's basically an understanding of how God runs the world. And we talked about three different types of people and their relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first is, we basically said, someone who can do no wrong, or right for that matter, is that there's a decree in Shemayim what he's getting. And it's irrelevant, the hishtatlus he does, it's irrelevant, seems like the averus he does. There, it's a gezerah, it's a decree, this is what he's getting. And it's set in stone. We're going to talk now today, as we finish, about the second and third category of people. So on the bottom of page 466, he says, "Amnam yesh yigzur alav min hashemayim shiyelo achayim v'ashalom v'aishu al pi hateva." He says, unlike the first group, which already has a decreed what's happening, regardless of human effort, the second group has a decree in Shemayim of either life, peace, wealth, but only al pi hateva, through natural causes, l'fi charifusai v'shtadlusai, based on his diligence and his efforts, l'fi shmirasai v'anagasai, how careful and how he conducts himself. Al kain, therefore, lemei chashboi, everyone has to be concerned. Shemakach gazra chachmasi is barach litin leish kefidai tevigi hasai. He says, that's why we all have to go and do hishtadlus. Because we don't know if we're from the first group or the second group. And since we don't know, we can't take a chance and say, well, I'll do nothing with the belief that, you know what, it's all coming to me, there's a gzera. If we're in the second group, then we're going to lose out because we haven't put in any effort. Lachin, therefore, yetzi adam lemlachta v'lavadosay, and therefore he says, because you don't know, every person has to go out to work. The ayin ma'oid kifidaitai is a derech yishkain arla habi terf lebeisai v'lishma b'riyosai, and use your level of understanding to figure out which way the light is going to go on, meaning which path is the proper path for you to be able to do two things, bring home a parnasa, but also be able to protect your health. If you could make a lot of money, I don't know. You could make a lot of money flying a plane, okay? But you have no idea how to fly a plane and you're going to die when you try to land. So even though it can pay a lot of money, but that's not something that's good for your health. So it's got to be a balance between something that's going to give you a proper parnasa, but also something that will protect your health. The gam Hashem yitin atoy, and then Hashem also will provide you with what's good. Ach, but tonight, shlo yivat alavay das kind of b'shvil malayna. He says, but the bottom line is, the only way that this works is if you do not neglect your avaydas Hashem in order to make more money. You don't engage in a profession that's aser. And you not mevatel taira in order to protect your health in an extreme way. So you have here a couple of examples. First of all, you know, you give up shiurim, you give up davening with minyan, you give up kashrus, you compromise on various areas of Yiddishkeit in order to do to for parnasa purposes. You say, listen, I'm going to go to this work dinner and I got to eat. Sorry, you know, no kashrus. I'll take my chances that it's really kosher because what am I going to do? I have to do it. Or you have someone who says that I'm going to go in a profession that goes against the Torah. I'm going to open up a business and I have to run it on Shabbos. What am I supposed to do? It's aser. Yeah, but it's the only way to have parnasa. I can't be closed on Shabbos when most of the business is done. Right? So if you do things that go against the Torah, so then you are undermining what the whole purpose of the hishtadlus is to do. It says, "Kizeh vaday Hashem lo yitziva." This is something Hashem did not command. Hashem does not want. He says, not only that, when you do something that's aser, you're actually withholding the good. You're trying to put out a fire with something that's flammable. You're trying to hit a fire with sheets, with cotton. And you're not going to put out the fire, you're just increasing it. And the idea is here, what's the whole purpose really of getting parnasa, of having health? What's the purpose of going out and earning a living? Is to do avodas Hashem. So if you're going to compromise your avodas Hashem in order to get to have a living and to protect your health, So then you're defeating the whole purpose. You're making the ikar the tefil and the tefil the ikar. You're undermining the whole purpose. The whole purpose here is to do avodas Hashem. So to give up avodas Hashem in order to get the means to avodas Hashem is you're missing the whole point of it. He says the chol ha'omer. Now here's the third. It's a unique relationship. I'm not entirely sure how this third relationship is going to shtim with the first two, but he's basically going to. I'll lay it out for you, and then I'll give you what my opinion is of how this ties in. He says, "V'chol ha'omer be'inyan hu." Everything we said until now only applies. The mi shehu ain't a rights of shoychin eretz la'atzarech linag minag derech eretz. Someone who doesn't commit himself to fulfill the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, so they have to basically follow the norm. Meaning, if you have someone who's not totally engaged in tirasayim, meaning that he is not fully committed to living a life of just only Torah mitzvahs. So then, and really he means here like limud haTorah or spreading Torah. So then that person has to go out and do a shtadlus. Someone who makes his work important in life and relies on it to get parnasa, who knows tachsatava, so then he's bound by the laws of nature. But someone who fears Hashem sincerely and his sole desire is Torah of chafetz ma'ariv, and all he wants to do is do mitzvahs. And he makes Torah his main part of his life, or malach de'arai, and his labor, meaning his efforts to earn parnasa, are less permanent and secondary. So then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him blessing beyond the norm. The gufo yeh bari v'chazak, and his body will be healthy and strong. So it sounds like he's saying that if you have a guy who wants to go learn in Kailel sincerely now, that person is free from the burdens of ishtablos. It's a little bit hard to understand exactly how that works. I'm almost hesitant to say that we don't see that happening nowadays. We sometimes will see someone who, yes, he has a very wealthy father-in-law, or he has some real estate that hits it big, or an investment that hits it big, and he's able to sit and learn. But many times you do see people that are really struggling and they can't make ends meet in a kailo life. And I hesitate to say that all these people are lacking sincerity, but somehow this has to stem with the first two. So I guess my point would be that the way I would understand it is that there might be people that there is a gezeira, despite the fact that they're living a life of terasim, that they're supposed to have, it's a challenge for them. Meaning it's not a guarantee that if you say tomorrow I'm closing up my business and I'm going into Kaila and you're sincere about it, that all of a sudden the money is going to roll in. It's very possible that that might still remain as a obstacle, either because it's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or because there's a gzeira, like we said, that some people is just a gzeira that you're not going to be wealthy. And he says, just continuing on this, he's continuing on someone who God does recognize in this way. He says, "Kar He says you're going to remain healthy and strong, even though your body might have afflictions, but you'll remain healthy throughout, meaning that you might have to deal with disease, but sickness, illness, but that your body will remain strong and your kayach won't be sapped as a result. Because he says, "Kayvei Hashem, those who hope in Hashem, yachlifu kayach, have renewed strength. Hayin va'ayish beveisim b'mavli migras, they can have wealth and riches in their house. They're not going to be missing anything. Midas shleimidas, bracha will come both with their participation and without it." It's a perush hapasuk maskil al davar yimtzav tovu v'tech b'Hashem ashrav. This is the meaning of the pasuk that someone who undertakes something intelligently will find good, and praiseworthy is someone who trusts in Hashem. Right? So laimar meaning that he doesn't undertake to do anything with his own intelligence, which is with his own seichel, meaning that he doesn't have knowledge in a particular area, but he very simply says, "I trust in Hashem. I don't know how to make a living. Ashram, praiseworthy is that person." But again, very hard to understand how this relates to Hishtadlis, unless we're talking about someone who's on a level of a Baal Bitachon, where we said there are those that held, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter held, that if you're a real Baal Bitachon, then anything can happen, right? There's the story of the watch. We had Rava with the poor guy who says he only eats chicken and fancy chicken and drinks expensive wine, and he shows up by Rava, and boom, Rava's wife, Rava's sister suddenly shows up with expensive wine and chickens. And Rava gives it over to the guy. So, Chayri, you might say, okay, you have to be on that level, but If you're not a Baal Bitachon, you're worried about where your parnassah is coming from. So even if you go and say, I'm going to live a life of a kailah life, but if at the end of the day you're really concerned underneath and you're not holding by that level of Bitachon, then maybe that's going to be a mark against you. And you're not Lamayla Min HaTeva. Lamayla Min HaTeva means someone who fully has a level of Bitachon. I guess you have to make a pshara to understand it in some way.